and Yola Boys Wrestling runner-up in Class 3A coach. I know the goal last year was to get to this point. Two pretty devastating one-point losses. This year, you get back on top and beat Waverly Shellrock in the semifinals. It has to feel pretty good to get to that championship match.
Yeah, obviously, anytime you're competing with teams like Bettendorf from Waverly Shellrock and those types of programs, this time of the year, you know you're going to have a dogfight. And I was very, very impressed with the way our kids responded. Again, one-point dual losses last year with Fort Dodge and Bettendorf. And to say we avenged those losses this year, I would say would be an understatement. So very happy with the way our guys responded. Very impressed by the growth our younger guys have made over the course of a year. And very happy for our seniors to go out like this.
And even to do it a little shorthanded as well, giving up the 6 points at 106. But then the other guys knew that they had to step up. And really, your guys, your top guys, showed up when you really needed them to today.
Yeah, and yeah, I think if you're healthy, if you have 14 healthy of your best guys this time of year, it's an anomaly, you know, and every program deals with that stuff. So the fact that we've prepared them and the guys bought into the whole thought process of be your best at the day that you're there, you know, and it might not be 100%, but if you can give your best effort in the situation you're in, then great. The nice part about being a program like Indianola is when things aren't going well for you, there's somebody that's got your back. And there might be two guys back-to-back that can pick up the slack. And in the case of today, we had four guys and five guys step up in individual matches throughout those two duels that put us out on top.
Against Bettendorf to start things off again, a rival, you beat them last year, they beat you in, you know, the semifinal round, and you come out and really with the match on the line, and your guys show up to get that 11-point lead heading into your middleweight guys just really came through and got a lot of those 5-point technical fall victories that allowed you to boost those points up.
Yeah, as a coach, you'd like to think you're in control of some of that stuff. But, boy, we go through every scenario, and you spend all week trying to prepare your best lineup and trying to figure out how you're going to play your chess pieces. And it ultimately comes down to a kid that's 14 to 17 years old doing their job. And to be able to trust our kids and just put it in their hands. And I've said it multiple times, especially to our seniors, that this is their team, you know. And I'm here to help manage it, try to help get the most out of them. But ultimately, it's in a bunch of kids' hands. So that's the exciting, the stressful, and the fun part of it all together.
Up against Waverly Shellrock, the only team to that point to beat you this season at the Battle of Waterloo, and your guys showed up, and especially up five with two weights to go, down in his match, Will Whalen gets the biggest pin of the season with 14 seconds left and secured a needle of the victory. How big was that, and how fun was that?
Ah, man. You open a lot of ways I could answer that question when you start talking about a kid like Will Whalen, because that family name has been around this sport in Indianola, Iowa, long before I was born in the 80s. That's a name that if you go walk through our room and look at the wall, yes, there's a lot of accolades that go with that name. But what's more impressive about that last name, the Whalen family, is the service they provide to our community, to our wrestling program. You know, I don't know how many people know, but Denny Whalen, Will's grandpa, was a coach, volunteer coach for the Creason back in the 90s when they won a state title. So, boy, I'm so very proud to get that I know that family, and Will's the last one I will coach, and it's a little heart wrenching, but at the same time, to know that, boy, I've got pictures with those kids on my back, you know, when I was in college, and the connections you make in this sport are pretty special, but the Indianola community is even more special, and for Will to come through in that way for this team, in the way he's gone through his high school career, the kid never wrestled in the AAU district tournament. The kid never wrestled in AAU state. All his development has come through hard work and just grinding and doing things the right way and trusting us. So very impressed with him.
And then finally, the championship match. Southeast Polk's kind of a different animal with bringing in a lot of different guys and, you know, that homegrown type team scoring more points than anybody and, you know, getting those 14 points. How big was that for your guys to get that experience against a team like the Rams?
I mean, those are guys we're going to have to wrestle in the state tournament. I don't care where they're from or what outfit they're wearing. Those are guys you have to beat if you want to accomplish your goals. And again, it is what it is. If people can make excuses, we're not that program. You know, we want to go out and wrestle the best guys. If that means the best guys in the country, in this case, they are. They're one of the best teams in the country for good reason. They are where they are. We got to do a better job, though, competing in some of those matches if our guys want to compete under the lights on Saturday night at Wells Fargo Arena. And that's where our focus is now that we're done with today.
Any final thoughts on the Class 3A runners-up for any and all the boys wrestling this year?
I just want a big shout out to our group of seniors. I would say at all levels they've done things the right way. Very, very proud of guys that have stuck with us, trusted us, and big thank you to those senior class.